Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the 10th and final parak of Masechet Bava Kamma, or more properly, at the end of the first third of Masechet Nizikin. Hagozel u'ma'achil panav. If somebody steals and then they give the property, the stolen item, to their children to eat, or v'niach lifneim, or he left it, and when the children inherit it, it's still there. Turin mi l'shalem. They don't have to pay back. We'll see some nuances on this in the Gemara. V'yadavar she'ish bo achrayut chayevin l'shalem. However, if it's something which has achrayut, and we will see two different versions of what that means, then they do have to pay. Okay, Amar Rav Chista. Galzav lo yashua ba'alim. Rav Chista says as an independent statement, if there's gzeila without yeyush ba'alim, in other words, the owners do not give up on it, uvachir v'achlu mimenu, and a third person came and ate it while it was still in the house of the gazlan, Ratzami Zegova. The Nigzal can collect from either one. My time, until the Baalim collect it, until the Baalim have Yeush, it's really in their possession. So therefore, this third guy is eating from the Gazlan. Now, Tanan, Hagozomachel Panav, Nechlefem Turmil Shalem. So you see that the heirs do not have to pay back. To Yuvta Rav Chista, that challenges Rav Chista, because according to Rav Chista, should be that the heirs, playing the role of the third party, do have to pay back. So, Rav Chista, Kitana Hahu, or Kitanya Hahi, Le'achar Yeush, that statement is only, that our Mishnah is talking about a case after there was Yeush of the Nigzal, and therefore, once it comes into the domain of the Yorshim, they don't have to pay it back. Now, Iminiach Levnam Turm L'Shalem. Amram Rachama. Rachama and Rava have a dispute about the status of a Yoresh. Whether the Yoresh, as an heir, really stands instead of the original owner, or is considered now a new owner. So, according to this version that we have, the discussion revolved really around our Mishnah. Amram Rachama Zoto Merit Rishut Yoresh Kirshut Lokeach Tami. That a Yoresh is really like a purchaser. Rav Amar Rishut Yoresh Lav Kirshut Lokeach Tami. He says it's not the case. A Yoresh really stands in lieu of the original owner. V'hachem Askinen. So what happened in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, why don't they have to pay it back? She'achlum. They ate up the gzela. Now, how many tani seifim ayad davar sheish bo achrayut chayvin l'shalem? However, you can't say that because the end of the Mishnah says if it was something of achrayut, they have to pay it back. And the assumption is that the gzela is something which has achrayut attached, and it's still around, and they have to pay it back. Chaldereisha b'gzela kayem ataskinen. So clearly, we're talking about a case where the gzela is around. So Amal Charav, what would Rava say? Hachi Kamar. Here's how you have to read the Mishnah. Iminiachli alahem aviyem achrayut nechasim chayvin l'shalem. If father left something which has achrayut nechasim, meaning if he left land, then they have to pay back for the gzela because the debt that the father incurred when he stole attaches to that land. So he reads achrayut as not being about the content of the identity of the gzela, but rather about whether father left them land. Now, will that work? Rabbi taught his son, Rabbi Shimon, the following about our Mishnah. Lo davar sheish b'achrayut mamash. Don't understand our Mishnah as being really something of achrayut. Ela afilu parav choresh b'chamor m'chamer acharav. If father stole a cow and the son is using it to plow, or father stole a donkey and father is using it and son is using it to drive, then chayvin to drive the donkey, chayvin lachzir mnekvar avien. They have to return mnekvar avien, which means that achrayut does not mean karka. It means the item of the gzela itself, if it's something that has some sort of a staying power or whatever. So Rava can't explain that way. Hello, Amar Rava ki shachivna. He said, when I die, Rabbi Shaya nafik levati. And he says it in several places. Rabbi Shaya will come out to greet me and to honor me. The tarit tamanitin kavate. Because I explain, not just this Mishnah, look at Tosfot, several Mishnayot that I explain according to Rav Shaya's explanation of the Mishnah. So when I die, Rav Shaya will come from Gan Eden, and he'll greet me, he'll be very happy, because this is how I explain the Mishnah. The Tana Rav Shaya learned our Mishnah with a slight different break. Hagozel machil panav turin mil shalem. So notice how he breaks up the Mishnah. Hagozel machil panav skipin yachlifam turin mil shalem, which means if the item is gone, they don't have to pay. He neach lifneim, but if he left it before them, gzeila kayemet chayavin, and gzeila kayemet pturin, if he left it in front of them, and now when it comes time that they want to pay it back, or they're caught, or whatever, that the gzeila is still around, then they have to pay, but if it's gone by now, pturin. Their father left them land. Then they do have to pay. And we'll see another nuance on that later on. So that's how Rava would then explain his position, that a Yoresh really is standing in place of the father. And nonetheless, that the Yorshim do not have to pay. We're talking about a case where the Gzeilah is gone. Either it's gone because father fed it to them, or it was gone because they ate it up, and there's no Achrayut Nechasim. Now, Amamar Ein Gzeilah Kamet Pturin. So, Nemetei Aviti Yuftar Rav Chista. So, we're really kind of going over old ground here. If the Gzeilah is around, if the Gzeilah is not around, they don't have to pay back. So, it sounds like a challenge to Rav Chista, who says that without Yeush, it's still in the Rishut of the Nigzal. So this is easy. Rav Chista Kitana Hi Lachar Yeush. Again, our Mishnah is Lachar Yeush. But here's where it gets tricky. Amar Gzeila Kayem El Chayavin L'Shalem. But if the Gzeila is still around, they do have to pay. Nema Teyav Tiyuv Teram Mechama. That sounds like a refutation to Rav Mechama, who said that the Yoresh is like a buyer. So if Yoresh is like a buyer, why does he have to pay back from the one that he bought it from, to pay back a Gzeila? So he'll have to say that our Mishnah is Lifnei Yeush, and that's why the kids do not have to pay back, because even though they are a separate party, still it's Lifnei Yeush, and like Rav Chista said, it's still in the possession of the Nigzal. Alright. Rav Ada Bar Ava, as I mentioned, there were two versions of how this dispute between Rav Mechama and Rava were learned. So Rav Ada Bar Ava, Matni Lahad Rav Mechama, aha, he learned it as a comment on the Tosefta Bab Metzia. If father died and left to his children money that he as a lender had collected of ribit, even though the kids know it's a ribit, they don't have to return it to the loveh. And according to this, Rabbi Rachama was commenting on that ruling and said that a yoresh is like a buyer. Rava Amar li olam emelacha reshut yoresh lav kishut lokeach dami. Rava said, no, he's not like a buyer. Shaniachad amar kra atikach mito neshech utarbit v'cheachi chaymach. Look at the end of the pasuk. You cannot take neshech utarbit. Now, the simple pshat is there's a prohibition against taking ribit because you have to let your brother live with you. But the drasha is, if you took it, you have to return it so that he can live with you. Ahadulei ki echid denachi bahadach. Return it so he can live with you. The Didei Komazir LeRachmana. It's only towards the lender himself that the Torah warned. Librelo Mazir LeRachmana. The Torah never warned his son. Now, we have two versions. We have our version and Rav Ada Bar Ava's version of the dispute Rav Racham and Rava. Man de Matni La Braita, so Rav Ada Bar Ava, who learns this conclusion of Rav Racham, as in the Braita, as a conclusion from Ribit. So Kol Shekhen Amat Nitin, certainly he will say that Rambam Chama will claim that a Yoresh is a Lokeach in looking at our Mishnah. Man Demat Amat Nitin, but if he learns it on the Mishnah, like our first version, Braita Rambam Chama Karavas Matnila. You might come to the conclusion Rambam Chama will learn like Rava, because there's really extenuating circumstances why a Yoresh would not play the role of his father, even if he stands instead of his father, because the Pasuk is directed only at the lender. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hagozel machlet panap to Milshalim, our Mishnah. Now this is a braita which riffs off of our Mishnah, and look at the difference. Hineach lifnem gedolin chayev in Milshalim tanim turin Milshalim. Only the adult children have to pay back, not the kids. V'mamru gedolim enanu yodim cheshbonot shechashav avinu imach. If the adult kids say to the nigzal, we have no idea what father's accounting was with you, p'turin, then they're exempt, which makes no sense. Shum da amri enanu yodim p'turin, because if they say we don't know what the account is, they're potter? It doesn't make any sense. Amarav hachikamar, this is how you should read it. Gdolim she'amru yodim anu cheshbonot shechashav avinu imach. The opposite. If the adult children say, we know father's cheshbon with you, and he no longer owed you anything else, then p'turin, meaning that we believe them, and they don't have to take a shvua, and they do not have to pay anything. Tanya Irach, we have another braita. Hagoz elamachil banav p'turin milushalem. Hineach lifnem v'achalum ben gdolim megtanim chayavin. Alright, so now we have another version of that braita, but here it says something even stranger, which says that ktanim also have to pay back. Very odd. Tanim mimi chayvi, since when could ktanim have to pay back? Lo yehe ala da azik azuke. Think about this. If ktanim do nezek, they don't have to pay. Certainly, they don't have to pay back the gezel that their father stole. So Rav Papa Hachikamar, here's how you should read it. Hiniach lifem v'adayin lo achalum, meaning if father left it, he died, and he left it to them, and they did not eat it up. Ben gdolim ben ktanim chayavin, meaning if father died, and they were adults when they got it, or kids when they got it, and now as adults, it hasn't been eaten up, then nonetheless they have to pay it back. Meaning we don't care how old they were when they inherited it. Good. Amar Rava. Now Rava says the following rule. Hiniach laim aviyam parash she'ula. Let's say father left his children. We'll get back to Zayl in a minute. Let's say father left them a borrowed cow. He had borrowed a cow from somebody who died in the middle of the she'ula. They can continue to use it as long as the duration of the she'ula. But meita in chayavin ba'onseha. If it died due to ones, even though a she'ul is normally chayav, they are not chayav. Kisvurim shel avim hi, but let's say on the other hand they thought that this cow belonged to father. Utfachu aveachluha, and they shechted it and ate it, mishalmin dmei basar bazol. They have to pay not the value of a live cow, but the value of the meat that they ate. However, hiniach lam avim achrayu nechasim chayvin shalem. If father left them land, then they do have to pay full. Question is that comment a comment on the resha, where it says that if it died ba'onis their pater, and then say, but if they had land they have to pay? Or is it a comment on the Sefer that says that if they shechted it and ate, they pay as the price of cheap meat, but if they have an achrayut, then they pay the full price of the cow? So, ikar matan la resha, mikaman ila Sefer. Some people learn that addendum as being on the resha, some on the Sefer. Man demat ila resha, kol shekena Sefer. So, think about this. If you say that their potter went and happened by ones, but if you left them land, they have to pay, then certainly when the chayiv, they shechted it, certainly they'd be chayiv to pay full price if they had land. In that case, upligit Rav Papa, then they would disagree with the following statement of Rav Papa we'll get to in a minute. Man demat ila Sefer, but whoever learns this addendum about achrayut as being a comment on the seifa, if they shechted it, havala reisha lo, it would not apply to the reisha. V'hanu Rav Papa, then it fits with the Rav Papa. What's that? The Amar Rav Papa. Haita para gnuvalo, if a person had already stolen a para before Shabbat. Utvacha b'Shabbat and shechted it on Shabbat, chayav, he still has to pay arba v'chamisha. Why? Shekvar chayav b'gneva, konim shevel adeis for Shabbat. He was already liable for Gneva before Shabbat came, and therefore when he shechted it, he was already on tap for Kefel. Therefore, the Arba v'Chamisha follows the Kefel, and we don't say Kam Leber Rav Minei. But, Haita Pura She'ula Lo Utvacha b'Shabbat, if the Para, on the other hand, was a borrowed Para, and then Utvacha b'Shabbat, he shechted on Shabbat, then Patur, why? Shisur Shad Yisur Gneva Ba'in Ke'achad. Because, Kam Leber Rav Minei, because the prohibition of Shabbat comes hand in hand with the prohibition, with the liability, which he then is not, does not kick in because of Kol Mabir Aminim. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. Meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.